The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show Anne Graham, who is CEO of the National Transport Authority. Anne, I want to talk to you in just a moment about these plans to extend the Dart line westwards. But on the topic of the Dart, of course, a lot of people today expressing frustration with some of the scenes they would have seen or maybe experienced themselves on the line in and out of Bray yesterday for the final day of the Bray Air Show. Take a little listen to some of those people who were caught up in the situation, speaking to Andrea.
We were told that there was a delay with a passenger on a train in front of us and there'd be a 5 minute delay, but 5 minutes became half an hour, became an hour, and people were really starting to get distressed.
Children started to get upset and elderly people couldn't breathe and it was just horrible. So somebody opened the doors to let air in and then people started to get off. They shouldn't have, but they did.
There was a couple of those users of the Dart speaking to Andrea a little bit earlier. Anne, can you shed any light on what happened?
Well, we're still getting a detailed report from Irish Rail, and they're obviously doing their own investigations into what happened. But it seems that one of the trains that was due to arrive in Bray was waiting to get clearance from platforms, because obviously the Dart services were extremely busy yesterday, even with all the additional trains that were put on in order to serve the people that were travelling to Bray. And unfortunately, there was a delay in getting into a station of about 5 to 6 minutes. And in that time, I believe whether passengers opened doors, but they did disembark and travel on the track, which effectively meant that for safety reasons, all trains had to stop at that stage. And it had a significant knock-on effect then, and very distressing scenes for passengers, and certainly not what we want in our train service for people that are genuinely using public transport to get to an event. So, you know, from everybody's point of view, I know Éireann Odéirn are not happy with what happened, nor would we be. But what we're trying to do now is to investigate what were the details around the event and to see what are the learnings from that so that we can make sure that those kind of scenes don't happen again.
Because I know a lot of people, and you would have heard a bit of it in the clip there as well, people talking about being stuck on the train for a lot longer than 5 or 6 minutes. The situation, though, as you suggest, is that it was that initial train was only delayed for about 5 to 6 minutes and people got off, and that caused the knock-on impact.
That caused the knock-on effect. And unfortunately, at that stage, all trains had to come to a halt because they couldn't progress when you had reports of people on the track. And even if all those people had moved towards Bray Station, it would have been very dangerous for any other trains to move. They just wouldn't have been, it wouldn't be impossible to move. So, and then if doors were opened, you know, where people were stationary along between stations, that could have had the effect of more people getting onto the line. So it just shows you, you know, when something like that happens, you know, the knock-on effect can be quite significant, and it does take a number of hours before the situation gets back under control. With all the emergency service, all the Irish Rail staff working really hard to try and bring the incident under some kind of control and then get the services back moving, particularly when people were exiting Bray then after the show.
And I mean, Irish Rail and Dart customers, they're not in the habit of kind of abandoning carriages, though. I mean, it must have been pretty awful on the carriage for people to force the doors open and walk.
Well, the initial incident was only, I understand it was only a delay of 5 to 6 minutes. So
exactly.
Don't know what
so I mean, so if you're only delayed 5 minutes and you're forcing doors open en masse and walking down the tracks, it must have been horrendous on the actual carriage. You'd have to imagine.
I
mean, that's kind of a logical enough conclusion, isn't it?
No, I don't think you can make that conclusion yet, Kieran, until we know the detailed facts about that. But you know, there are times when trains get delayed. You know, that happens. Just as part of the operations for whatever reason.
But people don't abandon the carriage, Anne, and walk down the tracks when it happens. That's the point. It happens all the time and people stay on the train. It must have been pretty awful on the train for people to do this.
I can't say that for definite, because it was 5 minutes of delay. And I'm not going to get into arguments around that, Ciarán, today. I think what we have to focus on is ensuring that we get the detailed information so that we can ensure that in future planning for these events, we make sure that there is as much that we can do and that Irish Rail can do to ensure that the situation and the communications around a situation like this, and we don't want it to happen again, but obviously that all planning associated with any kind of event like this is done as much as possible. And that's not to say that it wasn't done.
Okay.
But it was a particularly difficult event for Irish Rail to deal with. It was an uncontrolled event that's very difficult to manage when you have people exiting the train. But I cannot say what the reasons were for people exiting the first train. It did have a significant knock-on and huge delay for people on the later trains. And I can understand why the people in those situations had to get off the trains because of the delay yeah. and the distressing situation there. But I can't really say what the cause of the of people getting out of the first train was until we do some more investigation on that.
Is there functional aircon on Dart carriages?
Well, these some of them, about 25% of them would have air conditioning. They would be the more recently purchased. But the older trains, there wouldn't be ventilation as such. It's ventilated by windows, the opening of windows. So, but these trains, you have to remember, are over 40 years old now at this stage, many of them. And for any of our new fleet that would be purchased, particularly for the Dart Plus programme that we're going to talk about, they will all be fully air conditioned.
Well, let's talk about the Dart Plus then. Tell me a little bit about these plans.
Well, obviously, these plans are part of the transport strategy that we've had for a number of years. And it's about electrifying the Dart or the commuter rail service into Dublin. And the first railway order will be lodged by Éire na Éireann later on Friday of this week. So that's the Dart Plus West. So that's the Connolly Spencer Dock area to west of Maynooth and to the M3 Parkway. It's the first major railway order to be made under the current National Development Plan, and it's going into Onboard Planola next Friday. And that's the statutory public consultation for this project. The consultation will start then on the 5th of August and run until the 30th of September.
Okay.
So this is a project that we fund under Project Ireland 2040, but it's going to greatly enhance the passenger carrying capacity of that line.
So how far, kilometre-wise, how long is this extension? How many more people will kind of, do you suspect will be within commuting distance of a Dart line after this?
Well, it increases the capacity of more than 160%. So, it extends the electrification and new electric trains for communities in Maynooth, Leixlip, Clonsilla, and Castleknock, you know, all along that alignment, as well as from Drumcondra, Spencer Dock, Connolly up the Maynooth line as far as Hansfield, Dunboyne and M3 Parkway. So a significant extension of the capacity of the services. It's about 40 kilometres of electrification.
Okay.
And a number of improvements then to stations at either end as well as new civil works, the closure of some of the level crossings and replacement, you know, for vehicles, pedestrians along those closed crossings. So, yeah, significant project, and we're very happy to see it coming forward now through the planning process.
And what are the next stages then beyond public consultation in that process? I mean, I suppose the obvious question people have at home, maybe who are in Clonsilla, Castleknock, Drumcondra, anywhere else you mentioned, when might I be on one of these new kind of electrified trains and on an enhanced route?
So, Éire na Éireann hope that once they go through the planning process and subject to receiving Onboard Planola approval and the funding allocation, it's anticipated that construction will commence in 2024, and they hope to see Dart Plus West enter into operation in 2029. And you know we and the Irish Rail will be doing everything we can to meet that timeline, if not earlier if possible, but it really depends on getting through the planning process now, and getting construction contracts underway, and then see whether it's possible to bring it forward before 2029.
And the cost?
I don't have the cost to hand at the moment, but it's all part. It's funded through the National Development Plan, and the cost, will come through, and it is covered in the National Development Plan, and we would expect then that to move forward then not just on this alignment, but also to look at the Dart Southwest, which is the Kildare line, and we hope to be Ian Rod Éireann hope to bring that forward for a railway order before the end of the year.
Anne Graham, CEO of the National Transport Authority. Anne, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.